This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in. You are listening to the weekend edition of the KE Report. I'm Corey Fleck, and I am your host for the first hour. Still waiting for our kid to get here, but as some of you who visit our site on a regular basis have seen, Chris Temple is filling in for me as I'm away, and he has already posted a couple company interviews that are well worth your time to check out. That being said, in the first segment, I am joined by a good friend, Chris Martinson. He is the co-founder, co-editor at peakprosperity.com. I highly recommend checking out that website on a very regular basis. And Chris, what I want to talk about in this segment, and something that we're going to cover kind of throughout this first hour, is this rise in commodities. We've seen the CRB index break above that 200 level. Yes, driven a lot by energy, but there are also some other commodities that are curiously rising a lot on the back of tariff and sanction talk. But what's your take on the general commodity complex that has been in a bit of an uptrend recently, partially because of some slightly better economic data and otherwise because of political talk? Where do you stand on it?
Well, commodities have been in just a hated asset class for years now. And in fact, if you look at the ratio between the value of the CRB index and equities, it's only been at such a terrible low ratio, 3 times in history, this being one of them. So one thought is, commodities were due to catch a break or catch some wind at some point. We are seeing a lot of this is in response to the dollar. I think that explains some of the move. And certainly, we've seen things behaving around what the dollar is going to do. We've seen a little bit coming in because of the trade policies. But honestly, I just think that what we're seeing is the sector rotation that happens when large position players say, hey, wait a minute. We see interest rates are rising. We see signs of inflation. Commodities are a place you want to begin getting some exposure to. So I guess the simplest way I can say this is commodities have been a trade, and now it's starting to smell like positions are being accumulated.
So does that mean that this might just be that small little snowball that's starting at the top of the mountain and starting to pick up steam, slowly but surely going to be attracting more and more investors that, quite frankly, haven't been paying attention to any commodities over the last 5, 6, 7 years?
Absolutely. That's part of the story. And if even a tiny bit of the flood of money that's been created by the central banks leaks into commodities, we'll see them really begin to climb pretty rapidly. So it's a broad complex. As you mentioned, energy is a big part of that. We've seen a lot of strength in the price of oil coming into this last, year or so. And with world oil over 70 a barrel, that's twice what it was just 2 years ago. So that's really driving a lot of things. And, of course, the price of oil really, the reason it's important to track is it feeds into everything. A lot of people say, oh, Chris, look at, gold is a great inflation hedge. Well, no, it's not. If you track it compared to inflation, but if you track the price of gold compared to oil, you see a very high correlation for an obvious reason. It takes a lot of energy, specifically liquid fuels, to get gold out of the ground in mind. So that's part of the story. And then there's some subparts I really like. Silver is something I would invite your listeners to take a closer look at, because there, for a number of fundamental reasons, I think we could see some real price action in the coming months.
Hey, Chris, we've been talking a lot about silver over the past couple months, and especially focusing on some of those COT reports where the specs have been net short. Plus, even this week, Wednesday, we saw that pop in silver without any sort of corollary move in gold. A lot of people got excited, but quite frankly, you look at the charts, and it wasn't a breakout pop by any means. Besides maybe the COT reports, or even touch on the COT reports, what are those factors that you are paying the closest attention to for silver?
Well, you know, as people need to, you know, I'm sure your listeners are sophisticated and get it. The price of these commodities is really set in the paper markets in the comics pits, right? So, well, there's no pits anymore, the servers. So really, you know, you have to track who's on which side of the trades. The commitment of trader reports tells you, you know, you got your big players in there. You got your managed money, you got your specs, and then you got your commercials. The commercials are the big players. They almost never lose in this story. They are literally loosey with the football. And and when you see that they are either, you know, trending towards being really short or being really long, you got to pay attention to that. So right now they're not just long, they are record long silver, and the managed money is record short silver. And if you're following this story carefully, you notice that that usually resolves with managed money taking big losses. So in this case, with managed money being short, you know, you'd be looking for a short squeeze and a big pop in the price of silver. And so it's worth tracking. But again, if you wander over into the other part of the fundamental world where you notice that silver for 5 years running, we just had the report come out for 2017 that looked at the overall balance of world silver. And for 5 years running now, silver's been in structural shortfall. Mine output has not been keeping up with uses for silver. And so we're slowly eating into the world stockpile. And that's another fundamental reason that we're starting to see, I think, you know, this is a case where it's not just the paper traders, but it's going to also be the industrial and jewelry uses that are swamping actual supply.
Yeah, even the silver companies have still been struggling, and that has a lot to do with a silver price choppy sideways motion. But again, the exploration side of the story is still lagging behind. The production side is lagging behind. All that eventually does lead to higher prices. Let's also talk about base metals, Chris, because we have seen even copper set up a nicely higher trading range above $3. But we've also seen some other kind of battery metals and base metals like aluminum and nickel bouncing off the back of political worries, as in tariffs and sanctions. Where do you fit in this equation where usually higher economic growth helps base metals, but now it's kind of a sprinkle of some other things having an impact?
Well, it is. It's a tale of two worlds. So Dr. Copper's worth tracking. You know, we have some, it's a choppy world situation right now in terms of global growth. We've got some signs that say, ooh, you know, maybe growth is slowing. Other signs saying, hey, maybe it's doing okay. Baltic Dry Index up really strongly these last 6 days. And other things saying, well, you know, trade looks okay. But as you mentioned, there are these sanctions. There is a looming trade war, very unsettled how that's going to play out. But in particular, if you can track the Russia story, that's certainly very much playing into the palladium story right now. And palladium making a very strong move these last number of months through the last year. And Russia has, you know, if Russia does not come forward, if it withholds its palladium off of the world market, that could really create some fireworks. And I saw one wag on Twitter put it, hey, do you think Russia is going to feel like wading in with physical metal to bail out the London paper market? And the answer is probably no, right? So we could actually see a squeeze to an actual default in that metal if the sanctions go forward and Russia pulls back.
All right, now let's wrap it all up with a quick comment. You even mentioned on the onset that you think the commodity rise is also being very much helped along by the weakness in the U.S. dollar. Do you think the weakness in the U.S. dollar has gotten a little bit overdone when you consider that the Fed is still hiking rates, tightening their balance sheet, and the fact of the matter is the rest of the world is not really producing any sort of economic numbers that are out far exceeding what the U.S. is doing?
Yeah, it does feel overdone. So, you know, the dollar has had a very, very large short position against it for a while. That's usually a place where you would want to bet that it's going to rise, not fall, going forward, just because of how these things tend to work. So from a trading position standpoint, it doesn't really make sense for the dollar to be falling a lot at this point. And by the way, you know, I'm convinced that the central banks really are very much in the business of managing their currencies and that there are agreements about where they should go. And we know Japan did this, right? When they managed a 30% fall in the yen, they didn't just decide to do that, right? Of course, they had to be in careful communication with the ECB and the Fed.
Chris, it's always great chatting with you. Unfortunately, we are out of time. Everybody go check out Chris's site, peakprosperity.com. And Chris, have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Well, welcome back to the second segment of the weekend edition of the KE Report. Happy to report that I am having back on the show Valentin Schmid. He is the business editor of the Epic Times. And Valentin, the paper that you write for, the Epoch Times, covers a lot of political topics as well as covers a lot of what's going on in China. And this all comes into the big picture view when we talk about what Trump has been doing over the last couple months in terms of turning these free trade agreements and a lot of the concept of dealing with other countries on its head. We've had a lot of tariffs recently, but more important, it speaks to the picture of more protectionism that Trump, in all fairness, ran on and more or less has followed through on right now. Take us through how you're taking into context Trump's follow through on backing out of these free trade agreements and what it means for the U.S.
Yeah, Corey, thanks a lot for having me as always. So I think this whole trade thing is, again, you know, you mentioned a couple of things, free trade agreement, protectionism. You know, there's so many labels. So let's take a step back and see what Trump is doing, because obviously he's getting a lot of hate from everybody, as usual. So first of all, again, this is another thing, like it or not, where Trump is delivering on one of his campaign promises, which is really quite fascinating to have a politician actually deliver on most of his promises, a tax cut, semi-Obamacare repeal with the penalty tax that's gone. He's taking on China, deregulation. He's done a lot of progress. And the rest he's trying, but he's really getting a lot of obstacles. So now he's tackling, now North Korea's out of the way. Or let's put it this way, China didn't really help with North Korea. I think that was why he was waiting last year. Will China actually help? No, they're not. So we can take them on with trade. So obviously there's going to be a price to pay. Like whenever you have, and by the way, trade right now, that's the most important thing to understand. Trade right now is not free. It's managed trade. Those free trade agreements just basically, and the WTO, they have some stipulation. You know, basically they just say what tariffs you can slap on, who can slap what tariffs on what product. It's really not free at all. We have managed trade, and whenever you have government manage something, there's going to be winners and losers, the winners being multinational corporations who could produce cheaply in China and then ship the stuff back to the United States. Losers, the American workers. Since China joined the WTO, the American manufacturing workers, you know, there were millions of jobs lost. There's countless of studies about that. And then, of course, you have got, very important here, you've got some states who benefit very much from even importing from China. You've got the ports in California who benefit. You've got some states who have some products who export a lot to China, who will get hurt if China slaps on counter tariffs. So winners and losers, and Trump wants to change the winners and losers. So I think in the current setup where you have managed trade and the premise of China joining the WTO was that they in turn would also open their markets, so there could be more freer trade in within the managed trade system, and that just didn't happen. I think the one figure that people should always realize, which the mainstream media does not report on, is that China has average tariffs of 11%, United States has average tariffs of 3%. The EU also has higher average tariffs. Everybody has higher average tariffs, and a ton of other anti-competitive, anti-free trade regulation and stuff like that. The United States, even though it also still has a lot of that, is by far the freest, and this is why we have the biggest trade deficit. It's very simple. So Trump says, okay, so, you know, basically we try to play game, we try to play ball, the others don't want to play ball. And now 17 years later, you know, we're sorry, you guys have to do something because China now is the world's second largest economy. You can't just say, yeah, they need to develop, etc. And by the way, they also have a hostile, openly hostile, officially hostile trade policy, where they say they want to achieve complete autarky in all markets. So they want to be the dominant player, not only domestically, but also abroad. They don't aim for comparative advantage, where they say, okay, we do this well, so we export it, and then, you know, we let the others export to us. They don't aim for that. So, and add to that the intellectual property theft, which is well known and well documented. So China just isn't playing ball. So Trump says, okay, you guys aren't playing ball, so we're not playing ball. And on the whole, if you look at the very simple calculation that China just exports a ton of stuff to the U.S. and has a good trade surplus of, what, $350-400 billion. So they have more to lose. It's very simple.
Yeah, you mentioned intellectual property, and that seems to be what is behind a lot of these tariffs and a lot of the talk that's gone back and forth for the U.S. trying to get China, in a sense, to get more on board with respecting and following that intellectual property. But the main concept here, and what central banks are worried about, what politicians are worried about, even what the markets are worried about, are trade wars. That term has been thrown around a lot in the last few months. Do you think a trade war is possible here, Valentin?
Well, it's not only possible, it's already happening now with the Trump administration announcing the tariffs. I don't know if they've been implemented yet. Same with China, they've announced a lot. I think it always takes a bit before they actually come into effect. Trade war is happening, and again, China has more to lose, but it is a lose-lose proposition. The United States will also not, at least not immediately, get better. And it is true that, especially for the big corporations, the supply chains and everything, they're so international now for them. This really makes a big disruption. If you really turn full-on protectionist and you completely shut out the Chinese, which I think they totally deserve because they are really a bad actor, then it will take a long time before you can build up domestic industry again. In general, I think the United States can do that with automation. People are worried about that, but that could be a potential benefit. But I would like to posit one more thought here, because we've been talking about managed trade, we're talking about protectionism, because there's one other thing, because the libertarians are really, they don't like those tariffs. I think it's okay. Within the current system, it's a lose-lose, but it's better than being exploited by a hostile, bad actor, China.
All right, Valentin, interesting comments, and I really think this whole trade war concept and back and forth tariffs and sanctions really isn't going anywhere. This seems to be the story that has driven the markets and caused some uneasiness throughout 2018 already, and it seems like we're only going to continue. A lot of these tariffs have been used as negotiating ploys, but when it comes to the U.S. and China back and forth, those, I think, have some more longer-lasting terms if we do continue to see both parties go down this road. Valentin, great chatting with you this weekend, and everybody stick around for the second hour where Al takes on KER Politics.
Thanks, Corey.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing to listen to the first hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report. I am chatting in this segment with John Kaiser. And John, you and I have been talking quite a bit off mic about different companies that we follow and different strategies that these companies can employ. We constantly like to look at some of the exploration companies, but there has been a trend, especially during this downtrend in the bear market, of companies to look at more small scale, some higher grade production to bring in some cash flow and then use that cash flow to explore some of their regional properties. The problem with this is sometimes they can get almost too stuck on the small scale exploration and not provide that big liquidity event for investors. And that's one thing I want to talk to you about, is when you're looking at companies and what their story is, they really need to have an exit strategy. What are some of the main exit strategies that you like to look for when you're either initially learning about a company or following along with management?
Yes, exit strategy is the absolute liquidity event for all the shareholders, where everybody makes money, the insiders, the shareholders, all the options can be exercised, they vest immediately. And what you want is a bigger entity where if they're either paying cash, in which case you have a tax hit right away, or if it's a medium-sized tier producer. You get shares in that company, and the company's own internal cash flow will fund the completion of the development of this small-scale operation. And you can sit on your shares if you've got shares and participate in the upside. The key thing is when you have shares in a small company that has a single project that they are pushing towards development. And of course, by small scale, we mean the CapEx is going to be less than $100 million to build this project. You're stuck with catastrophe risk, delays, ongoing financing needs, and basically a lack of appetite from institutional investors. You have to go after high net worth investors who like the idea of having shares in this small gold operation, a gold mine. They get to visit the property and so on. And that works best when you have an upward trending gold price. But we don't have that right now. And the companies that are focusing on this, well, the plus side is they're going to make it work at the metal prices that we have. But doing these two things of putting this into production and mining it on a small scale and looking for additional resources, to me that makes sense. It's a better way of spending the cash flow than paying it out as a dividend, and you have this stock that's cheap and has a cult following, and then something goes wrong and boom, it's over. The most important thing when you're looking at one of these is there a geological context that allows you to see potential for additional discoveries nearby, perhaps bigger and better? And then the other thing is this the type of a deposit where, you know, even though you only see a couple of years worth of reserves because it's so expensive to drill off a high-grade vein system, is the context such that this will go on for years and years, and every year it will end up having two more years of reserves available for future mining? These are the two things you need to really look hard at when contemplating one of these small-scale mom-and-pop type operations.
So, John, when you see some of these companies who have successfully brought into production either a small or medium-sized scale asset, and they have been making money, let's say, for 2, 3, 4, or even plus years, does that provide you with some more encouragement that they've proven that they are able to mine, they are smart enough, and they have the resource and the deposit to be able to produce some cash flow? Does that give you a little bit more confidence to look at these companies?
Yes, I mean, Richmont, which operated in Ontario and Quebec with small, high-grade mines, is probably the best example of being having very good technical staff to figure out where the veins are going, to mine them profitably. And because mining on these small-scale projects is very, very difficult, if you have a deposit that lends itself to that, you're not going to get a big premium valuation. Another example is Wesdome Gold Mines, which had to shut down the Kena project because the ore that they had been outlining, the grade, just wasn't high enough to make the thing profitable. So they mothballed it, but they did start doing this exploration, and they found a new zone that had spectacular gold values and had people starting to think, wow, is this like another Red Lake type situation where all of a sudden you have small tonnage but extremely high gold grade? And so they drilled as many holes as they could, but eventually they had to drive a new adit down, and they've been busy doing that to get into position to properly delineate those resources. So finding these new high-grade zones as these big bonanza windfalls, that can make these high-grade small-scale operations interesting from an investor perspective. And, of course, we know the Red Lake story of Goldcorp. I mean, it's like Exhibit A in terms of taking some mined-out spent deposit and discovering an entirely new dimension to it through exploration drilling.
All right, John, when it comes to, again, these companies that are producing and have been making money, there are two different strategies. One being to continue to explore your property or your portfolio of properties, and another being to acquire projects close by that you see some synergy and you can use existing infrastructure that is already in production to utilize or maybe save some money when bringing these other smaller projects into play. Do you have an opinion on this strategy?
That can be a way, especially if you build your initial mill capacity so that it has some room in it for additional mill feed. You, of course, need to have the right flow sheet to handle it. But if it's got a modular design, you could boost the throughput capacity and truck ore from nearby mines. So that is a valid strategy.
So, John, there's one other company that comes to mind when we talk about successfully operating a mine, producing some nice revenue, and exploring and also acquiring other projects in the area. This is Anaconda Mining. I cover them on the site. I actually chat with them on a very regular basis. Do you have any comments on how this company has been able to produce some nice revenue and profits from its existing mines, but now in the past year has actually been on the acquisition path?
Yes, this is an example of a company which has taken a difficult project and put it back into production and is establishing itself. Well, we are a small-scale miner, so they could become something like the next Richmond. You cannot really use your cash flow to go grassroots exploring somewhere else. It's probably not a good idea to option sort of mid-stage projects and try and find something there. It is better to look at projects where the resource is already outlined, but the company may have its own management difficulties, or simply it's just too small to redevelop as a standalone. So companies like this, they can acquire these companies, and of course they can issue paper for it, and because they have a valuation based on the cash flow and a shareholder base that's hoping that gold price will go higher, they can gradually accrete these assets and use the cash flow to put these things into production. The only sort of exploration these companies should do is what we call mine site exploration, where they then look in and around the existing resource as they understand more and more about how it works to find additional resources to keep the projects going.
All right, John, we are unfortunately out of time, but it's always great hearing from you and great to get some of your insights in some companies that I think have stuff going for them, but it is a grind, running a mine and also exploring, but that's what you have to do in this market to get more attention and build some more interest in the stock. John, have a great rest of your weekend, and thanks again for your time.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Welcome back here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition. In this segment, I am chatting with Richard Postma, a.k.a. Doc. I think all of our listeners know about Doc, but some of the new ones. Doc joins me on a very regular basis during the week on the show to outline a lot of his thoughts on the metals market. And what we have started doing at the end of the week is looking at specific metal stocks, some of which are recommended by our listeners and others are ones that just stand out to Doc. So I did want to highlight this segment for the weekend show. Doc, let's get right into it. First and foremost, we do like to focus on some of the bigger stocks, the bigger miners to kick off it, these segments. Let's talk about Goldcorp, traded on the TSX under the symbol G or on the NYSE under the symbol GG. Goldcorp has done pretty well in the last few weeks, ever since the beginning of March, on a general uptrend, but still not into any breakout level. What are your technicals telling you about Goldcorp?
Well, Corey, I often like to look at a stock first on longer-term chart basis because that gives me an idea that what the major trend could be for quite a while. And so, and Goldcorp, what I love about Goldcorp is its monthly chart. And why I love it is because the Bollinger Bands are really starting to narrow. Plus, the 20-month moving average of those Bollinger Bands is turning sideways. And Goldcorp was at risk of breaking down further a couple of months ago because that 20-month moving average of the Bollinger Bands, which is that middle dotted line, was starting to turn down. And we had a rebound in the last 2 months. And so it's starting to move that moving average sideways, which is a good thing. Plus the fact that the MACD is trending, it looks like it's going to trend sideways to up yet, slowly toward the zero point on the MACD. And so this seems to tell me on the long-term chart that Goldcorp is going to be trading in a very narrow band and it's going to get narrower over time. plus the fact that the ADX line is coming down to a 10 level, which it hasn't seen in years. And this will pretty soon bottom out. And that tells me that we're ready on the next move for a significant move one way or another. And I'll bet the odds are it's going to be to the upside. So those are all positive things. And so I feel the monthly chart is very positive and that it's trading about between, with the Bollinger Bands, about 12 to approximately 17. So if you go to the weekly chart and you keep that in mind, you notice that over time, Gold Corp has bounced between 12 and other highs as the 200-week moving average comes down. And it hasn't taken out that 200-week moving average. So this has been a good trade stock for some, and I've done that with the stock. I often try to buy it down around 12, and then once it moves up, I've been selling it. And I missed it the last time at 12, and I'm kicking myself for it.
One other consideration about this monthly chart. First and foremost, your comment on that ADX black line going down to a level that we haven't seen in well over 10 years. That's really showing a lack of direction for the stock, either up or down. So sideways trading, very much range bound, should be expected. But those 50-month moving average and exponential moving averages, they're still trending down. So we need a little bit of a bottoming out here from these 50-month moving averages before we can expect any sort of significant move to the upside, right, Doc?
Yeah, and if we get the 50-month simple and exponential moving average to come down and start trading sideways, which they will pretty soon, once the stock takes those out, you better, if you want to be in this stock, if that's your choice, you better be in this stock, because once it takes those out, they're going to be, to me, very, very good support, and at about probably 12 to 13 level, or even maybe a little higher. And so the odds of them moving back below it, I would say, is very little.
Okay, Doc, let's look at another larger mining company, and that is Yamana, traded on the TSX under the symbol YRI, and on the NYSE under the symbol AUI. This is another stock that has been relatively range-bound, also trading kind of near the lower part of its range when you take in that big swing in 2016 when it moved from right around $2 the whole way up to just over $7.50. This is on the TSX chart. What do you think about Yamana? Is this a bit more encouraging on the weekly chart, especially considering that the 50-month or 50-week moving averages have bottomed and the price is starting to break above?
It is. And, you know, what's encouraging about this stock, too, and I love the technicals on this stock like I do Gold Corp, is that the Bollinger Bands on the monthly are narrowing, really getting really narrow. In May, it's going to be something else as far as how narrow this gets. So this pricing is going to be trading in a very narrow range as we go forward into the latter half of the year. And you still have the 50-month simple moving average coming down and the exponential moving average down. But I just love this stock from the standpoint of if it would just trade down a little bit in May, which it probably will, it's very good odds that it could trade down a little bit more in May. And these Bollinger Bands are getting so tight, Corey, that this isn't investment advice, but I've been buying this stock over the last year every time it gets down around 250. And I hope it moves down again in May because I'll buy some more. And I just been buying a little bit here and there, and so I'm in good shape right now. The only negative would be if it started to break that left Bollinger Band, but I don't think it will because it's very similar on that 20-month moving average for the Bollinger Band. It's turning sideways, and your MACD is slowly moving up towards zero. So I just love stocks like this. And then if you look at the weekly, and you mentioned that it's above the 50, one starts to wonder if now if the 50 simple moving average is going to be support for this. And the 200 weekly moving average is coming down, and we're going to be pinched between that and the 50 week simple moving average. It's going to have to make a choice here as we move into May and June on whether we finally take out that 200-week moving average or whether we break down a little bit yet below that 50-week moving average.
All right, Doc, one more stock that we need to get to before this segment is over is Novo Resources. We cover them on our site. I am a shareholder, and full disclosure, I am a shareholder of Goldcorp and Novo. Novo is traded on the TSX Venture under the symbol NVO for everyone down in the U.S. You can find their stock chart at the symbol NSRPF. Everyone is anxiously awaiting some more news coming out of Novo. I think news is expected or has been expected for the last couple weeks, so we should be seeing that very shortly. Novo has been volatile over the last year. What do you have to say about the recent general uptrend it's been in really since the beginning of this year?
It looks positive. I think we're going to be in a very big trading range with this stock for a while. And this is a news-driven stock, so it's going to be interesting with what they come out. If they disappoint, most likely we're going to move back down toward $2 a share here. And because the news on this thing is going to be interesting. But if you look at the weekly, we're settling into also a range between 2.5 and about 580 on the chart here.
So is there a chance that this stock can just kind of hold up kind of generally around this level, maybe be supported by the 50-week moving average that is continuing to trend up and, again, just kind of waiting for that 200-week moving average to get some sort of steam, but really understanding that this stock just started moving halfway through last year, so that's going to take some time?
Yeah, I think the odds are that this stock moves sideways to a little bit down. But I don't see it breaking down here. I understand there was an underwriting of this stock around $3, and it looks like that could hold up pretty well. So I think this stock, from looking at the weekly, is just going to move sideways for quite a number of weeks, frankly.
Okay. Well, Doc, it's always great chatting with you, and I hope everybody enjoyed a technical look at some of these stocks. If anybody wants us to look at any other stocks, please be sure to comment or email me directly at fleck@kereport.com. Doc and I do talk about this on a regular basis, and now we're just starting to share a number of our comments with everybody due to the demand and the emails that I've been getting. Doc, thanks for joining us on this weekend show, and have a great rest of your weekend.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.